Blog Talk Radio.
Get in where you fit in at.
donate. Roll your sleeves up. Get into the six anointed camps and get in where you fit in at. Make your contribution to this ministry. Land, school, banquet hall. Get in where you fit in at, C. Ray. Because this is a ministry going to definitely be the forerunner on where you need to be. But we need your help and donation and contribution to this ministry. Got it? Good. All right. Live broadcast, tape number 175. We go and find our elder and bring him in. And one thing about it, see right here, the foxtail hair been lit, the curtain hair went up. It's all about one thing, six anointed camps. Get in where you fit in at. You must have this information prepared because you will be on the clock. It's no need us talking about Romans chapter 11 until we clear about who the Almighty have chosen to take care of this business. We got to boldly take care of this business and recognize the signs of the time. And remember we read last night's lesson in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and 17. It says, I paraphrase, if you hear somebody doing a whole lot of lying and you don't say nothing, you just give the day off. So don't put yourself in that position because you can't run away from this because in Jude 1, verse 3, it says you got to honestly contend for the covenant of Yahweh, Jude 1, verse 3. So if you in the six anointed camps and you say, well, I don't like to throw down an altar, then that is not correct. Jude, proper name is Judah, Yahweh the son's brother when he was on earth. He says in 1, verse 3, you got to honestly contend. That means, you know, get down for it. That's why you got to be worried up. Got it? Good. Enough said. We're going to bring our elder in. Special edition call Thursday. We're going to bring him in. He'll tell you all about this broadcast. And we'll get back to laying down the word of Yahweh. When you meet our elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh BJC, right?
And Yahweh bless you, see as well, see boy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, all I can tell you one thing, Elder, this is a special edition called Thursday evening. I'm always excited to come before this national audience and do my part because every time you do your part and you give it all you got, that's a James 520 for you. And I need all the James 520s I can get. So I'm on this, and time is not in our favor. So six anointed camps understand time is not in our favor, and they ought to address this national order and take your time. Elder, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners, they came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And you know, each and every time you always hear me say, that is a good thing. And it really is. Because the more people that hear the words of Yahweh, the more their spirits are touched with the words of righteousness. Because we have a lot of people out there that want to do the right thing. But it tells us in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, 37 says, he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. 38, pray ye therefore the Yahweh of harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. There's a lot of work that has to be done in Yahweh's word. And when you really hear what has to be said, you do what is said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10. 10 says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and through minister. We do this each and every time. Reach out and try to give people the word of Yahweh. So it's like a drop of a pebble in the water. At the impact, you see all the ripples, and one ripple touches another ripple with the word of Yahweh, as is truly written. This is our purpose, because if you hear something that's not right and you don't speak on it to try to save that person's soul, you lose your James 5:20. But also, in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1, if someone sins, failing to testify when you hear something that's not right, look what happens. It's almost like you made that sin yourself, but not speaking against it. Read that verse. Receive it as it's written. This is why you have to have one teacher, as we mentioned the other day, to teach many. Same as Moses did. He taught a multitude. Look what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. 6 says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. You hear me say that all the time, and we try to compare that with reason. Just think, having 6 cooks to make one cake. Me, myself, with my experience, I have no idea what the outcome would be. This is why a teacher can't learn from his students. That's another thing you always hear me say. Because he's giving wise counsel, and that's what has to be done. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learn and teach one day themselves. And this shows well in Camp 1. But all the upcoming teachers and the young lions that are speaking out, becoming teachers, learning how to teach. And all you have came to hear these things that most of us hear. And some listening can never understand. But again, Yahweh's ministry make all this misunderstanding very possible. Many of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking can never find, like some of the preachers I talk to. I have to tell them what they're reading and lead them in the right direction. The wise man should add unto a wise word. Because the misinformed can do none of these things. Again, this is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous are those that accept the words of Yahweh and not try to change it into another word. Like I used to speak of a young gentleman before, I call him the alien man, trying to take the words of the Bible and turn it around to make it seem like we are going to be invaded by aliens. I know that's hard to believe, but that's another actuality I went through. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusing, loud bump the gums for righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. As you know, we come to you live and open to you always with all of these new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. We've been questioning about Yahweh's word. Can you believe that? How can you guys get this much information out of this one book, we've been asked? Well, it comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahweh. It comes from your health, which we get from that book also. Foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more comes from this one book. And you find this out because it's information you came to seek and now have found in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. That's right, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O kindreds of the people, Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory and to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. This is why I always say, remember that Yahuwah loves as your forgiver. And also the donations are greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And also, once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. You might find this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building the school. As you can tell, it's very well needed from each and every broadcast that we speak. It's a very well needed thing. We need a banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. The calendar's there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year that many don't know. But after checking that calendar, you will find out what they are. We even have a live program. This is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. To get there, just type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadah. And when you see the red live button, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. These two are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 money accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach, as we've heard before. We'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. I mentioned earlier the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, one counselor over 1,000. So also, by calling this number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen each broadcast, and now even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call that number trying to teach, you will only hear the discouraging dial tone. Now, also, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, not to worry. You can always catch the entire recorded show today at 9:15 p.m., of course, except Fridays. Our program time is repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, just choose the program that you had missed, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note for your information for the listening members. During our normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pell Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. And once again, you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. And you might imagine during this time we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. I'll be with you all. But one note, when given the scriptures to speak by this ear, remember to always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly. Remember that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners, as I said earlier, that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, not that of confusion, as we're reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. And 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace is in all churches of covenants of the saints." Because when we do this, you have to know that we keep the scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we come together to rehearse the righteous act, to learn the words of Yahweh. And we're reminded in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can get started to bring those things unto your remembrance. We're going to pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahweh."
All right, that was excellent on your part. You gave me just, but like I said again, I could have kept on looking at these memos, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. All right, Elder, you've done your part in grand style, and we look forward for you to give your closing remarks on Cape 175. So we're going to open the line up and see who will be on the special edition call Thursday evening, and we're going to get something going on. But like I said, again, it's so much information that we have to lay out, but we got to do it according to the spirit led of Yahweh, then it'll come out right. So let's go find out who's going to be on Cape number 175 and coming to the stage. And let's see. Who's coming to the stage for tonight, episode 175? Let's see. One thing. All right, let's find out. All right, I see the young lion. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up and coming, teach out of Camp 1. But the mother told me, wait a minute. Let's watch him a little bit. Let's watch him a little bit more. Put a little more test on him. We watch him real carefully. That's a good thing. See, one thing we do know, the mothers, the elder mothers, according to 1 Timothy 5, verse 2, they said, we're going to watch the young lions a little bit more. No doubt about it. And that's a friend, and that's all right to see here. All right. Let's see if we bring the young lion in. When you meet the young lion, Brother Micaiah, with a loud voice, you say, "Brother Micaiah, Yahweh be there, see Roy."
And Yahweh bless you there, see Israel, of see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Just keep one thing in your mind. To watch the eyes on the elder mothers. They definitely got their eyes on the young lions. So we're going to make sure, they say they're going to make sure y'all just not cameo. Put some tests on them first. Matter of fact, what does that verse say? A.L., Mr. Till. Look what it says in Surah 6, verse 7, the other real quick. Before we go further, A.L., Mr. Till, what can we read out of Surah 6, verse 7? Elder, Mr. Till.
Okay. Let me get there and open up another righteous book of the Word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Shirah.
Yeah, well, what can we read out of 6 verse 7?
Okay. Chapter 6 in the book of Shirah, verse number 7. 7 says, "If thou wouldest get a friend, prove him or her first and not be hasty to credit him or her."
There you go, and that was the mother told those seers. They see it, I'm seeing it. Before you credit them young lions, let's put a little proof. Let's prove them from a little bit first. Okay, you're right. Let me slow down. Let me just keep my eye on them and peep at the mothers and mothers. They're doing all right so far. We got our eyes on them. All righty, who else gonna be on stage for the next episode? Thank you, there, Elder Tiff. Let's see. We see Mother E, And we know Mother Z is at an office table get prepared to hear something. You have to come down to address this mass audience a little bit later over according to WCC, 600,000 strong and counting. Because, you know, on the real side, it's so much information that we don't know how long this series is going to be. Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, take number 175. We don't even know, because it's daily. It's so much stuff that when you hear things, you got to correct it, because we read in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and 17, if you hear something and you don't correct it, then you just as guilty as they is. So we heard a whole outrage out there in Britain saying about a royal families out there in Britain. I mean, according to Scripture, the royal family, we're supposed to read that if it's Britain, whatever it is, we're supposed to be able to read it. Because according to 8 verse 3 of Deuteronomy, man live about whatever Yahweh has said. So we got to find out about this royal family. Who is the royal family according to the Bible? Mouth can say anything. They're going to find out. Let's find out what Mother E got to say on that. So when you meet one of the mothers, the elder mothers out of Camp One with our boys, you say, hey, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh bitch, that's see right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, a singer, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. Excellent. And not saying last but least, but you know, I'm always happy when Mother D of Israel is ready to come out the gate. She's ready to come out the gate. You know, got everybody in order. She's ready to come out the gate. That's a great thing. That's a great sign, too. Because, you know, I talked to Mother D of Israel. She said, see, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I said, you got any cameo on you, Sierra? I said, no, ain't no cameo on me. How about cameo on you? She said, no, ain't no cameo on me. I'm in this thing to win it. Well, that's what I like to hear. Hallelujah. So another one of the elderly mothers on out of 1 Timothy 5, 2, elder mother, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh B.J.F. Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, mother D.F. Israel, are you still in it to win it, or... are you still in it to win it, or is any change going to happen? Because I did put it out there. Is any change in you in this to win it? What you got to say about that?
No change. I'm in it to the end. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. And that's what I want to hear. And that's what I want to hear. And that's what those say on here. So we're going to get something going on. We got a lot of information on the table we got to bring to the table. So let's find that young lion that would allow boys for that young lion. Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on there. Brother Micaiah, come on.
In the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
You know, I believe that, young man. I believe exactly what you just got to read. I believe that. So we're going to open up in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31, because I'm getting these memos and, you know, long live the queen and upbring the king and the royal family, you know, they ups and they downs. Come on, let's mourn with the royal family. You know, I'm hearing a lot of things. Got a lot of memos on that. I want to check into some of that. But after I give me some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, young lion, bring it. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, I heard your mother did up Israel, but I need a double portion of it because as these memos coming in, WCC said, watch it, Seer. We just might cut you off like we did the young lion yesterday. Well, what can I say? So, ain't nothing I can say behind that, but 1 Kings 18:31, young lion, but if you don't hear my voice, be prepared to roll on down the road, you on the clock, come on. 1 Kings 18:31.
Okay, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the 12, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel shall be your name.
Well, so Elijah still, he reiterated to the children of Israel that what your name's supposed to be. Now, what did he pull that from, young lion? Back up to Numbers chapter 6. Let's see what he pulled that. See, remember, that's what we have to come to remind the peoples of the book. You had a name. You lost a name. But when you come back to the name, and Yahweh will recognize you through the name, who the word of Yahweh came. So the word of Yahweh came to the 12 tribes of Israel. See, that is the bottom line. We of the six anointed camps got to be soundly understand that. So if you hear anybody teach you anything, and if you're not a bloodline member of the 12 tribes of Israel, did no word come from you, you got to get it from us. See, it's got to be told. Or Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and 17, it's gonna chew at you like a moth chew at clothing. So he's up to you. That's why we read in Jude chapter 1, verse 3, you got to honestly contend for the covenant of Yahweh. And his name is Judah, not Jude. But see, we got to deal with this. So what we just got through reading, the word came to you. So if anybody is not of you, they do not be having your Bible teaching you anything. So you got to get that plainly clear, this by the hand of Yahweh. So if that's the case, in Numbers chapter 6, let's see what he pulled that from to make such a profound statement that he pulled that from. And Mother E, have me Exodus chapter 19, 3 down to verse 8, have that waiting on me. So now, Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27, you're on the line, you on the clock, come up.
Book of Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 down to 27. Verse 22 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, Yahweh bless you, Yahweh, and keep you. 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
See what the man is saying? He says, Yahweh told Moses to tell Aaron and the sons to get to the elders and tell the 12 tribes, you must carry my name on you for the blessing. So if you still walking around, refuse to put that name in your vocabulary, you holding back the blessing of yourself and your family and everybody come in contact with you. There's that there. So you got to have that name at the end of your name because you holding back the blessing. According to what we just got through reading now. Now, Mother E, in the 19th chapter, let's see where that verse was pulled from. Remember, you got to always paint the picture. Where was that verse pulled from, Mother E? By going to Exodus chapter 19 and picking it 3 down to verse 8. So, Mother E, you're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 to 8. Verse 3. And Moses went up unto Yahweh. And the Yahweh called unto him out of the mount, saying, thus shall thou say to the family of Israel, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a righteous.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
You're breaking up, I can't understand.
WCC on the international side. Hey, hold that point just a minute, Mother, because I want to make sure, because it ain't nothing weird about the children of Israel. What that word means, Mother D of Israel, 7 verse 6 of Deuteronomy, what that peculiar word means that we can read, Mother D of Israel, 7 verse 6. So when I see this word peculiar, I just put this word in there and keep it moving. Give me 7 verse 6 there, Mother D of Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6. For thou art a righteous people unto Yahweh. Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth.
See, that's a big caveat you got. See, you are a special people to Yahweh, and your position is to be above everybody. See, once we get that to be understood among the children of Israel when Judah leaves, that you are a special people, and your position in Yahweh, the way he intended to be, is for you to be above all the peoples of the earth. Meaning, everything is supposed to run through you. See, we got to make that plain. The WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, listen, you is not going to get salvation unless you bend the knee and come to the Six Anointed Council. I don't care what you got on tape. According to the Bible, the world must come through the children of Israel, and the lead tribe is Judah, and we're going to prove that in this lesson, and that's very important. So all things are peculiar about us that we are special, because Yahweh chose us to be above all the families of the earth when it comes down to his word. Now come on back there, Mother E. Let's get a little bit more there, Mother E.
Okay. Verse 6. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their face all the words which the Yahweh commanded him. Verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
But then anything changed, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, Did anything change on the right side of the book? What you just got through saying. So when you immediately paint your picture, did anything change from the left side of the book to the right? See, when you're rehearsing the righteous act, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, see, when you paint the picture right away, let's see, did anything change on the children of Israel being a special people above all the families of the earth? It's 18 nations. The Almighty picked one nation to be above everybody. As a matter of fact, our mother D of Israel had me 32, verse 6 down to verse 10 of Deuteronomy, had that waiting on me. 32, 6 through 10, had that waiting on me. Now, Mother E.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where we at, Mother E? Now, where we at?
You said 1 Peter chapter 2. I didn't get the verse.
Verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10.
Okay.
Make a note of that, then take off, because bottom line, sometimes we be saying things as we get it, and it'll get away from us for a minute, because I'll be four more verses up the road trying to get some more going on. Let's see what we got. So now, on the right side of the book, let's see why it's hot and heavy. Did anything change about these people? Oh, did the chief speaker of the nation of Israel even add a little bit more to it? Let's see what he said in 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10, Mother E. What did he say?
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and righteous nation, a peculiar, a special people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. Verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but are now a people of Yahweh, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Now, you'll drop the bombshell right there. Now I got to immediately do some precepts. So who is he talking about? Although we already know, according to the 19th chapter, but the ministry has to be able to drive the nail home heavy. See, we got to be no doubt on who is he talking about. And the only way you'll do that is through the precepts. Now, back up to Exodus 43, Isaiah 43, 1, 2, 3, and verse 21. So we got to be able to deal with this mother. See, a ministry got to step out and soundly lay the foundation. So that's why I hope the brothers is doing what they've all been doing. Them young lions, when we told them a couple of days ago what to be doing with these broadcasts. So I hope no amnesia have got on them, because we got to get this message out. Because if somebody somewhere is fumbling around now needing to hear the truth, and he might not be able to hear it only on Pal Talk and Blog Talk. So we got to hit the floor running, because we carrying Yahweh's word. And it's time to bring it to them uncut as it is, with the spirit of Yahweh leading the way. So, by saying all that, what are we reading there, Mother? What are we reading?
Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1.
No, 1, 2, and 3, and... 1, 2, and 3, and verse 21.
41.
Thank you, Mother D.F. Israel. 1, 2, 21. Make a note of it. See, this
21,
is when we make a note of things, Then we prepared to pick down the notes, but it also help you to be prepared, because once you make a note on it, Yahweh will kick in through the notes. We told Moses, write and make it plain, Moses. So we got to make it plain. So in the 43rd chapter, 1, 2, 3, and 21, you're on the clock, mother. Come on.
Okay.
Let's tie in that 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. We're going to tie that in because you said they was a people, but they're not a people. So we got to take care of all that by going and seeing what was Peter pulling that from, 43rd chapter 1, 2, 3, and 21. What it say?
1 Peter chapter 43, verse 1, 2, 3, and 21. Verse 1. But now, thus says Yahweh that created thee, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the earth, through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame come upon thee. Verse 3. For I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, thy servant. I give Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Sebab for thee. Verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They have shown forth my praise.
That big talk. So now, mother, what people that he formed for himself, but they lost their status, and now we trying to bring them back to their status according to this. So what people, he say he formed these people for himself, and their job is to show forth my praise. So he say it is a people out of 18 nations that I formed these peoples for myself. And I gave them duties, and their duties is to show forth my praise. Now, mother, according to whatever verse you want to give the old seer, what verse that put the finger on verse 21 that we can read to verse 21 say, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Now, according to what people can we read, is he talking about, that we can read, according to Isaiah?
Okay. He talked about in verse 44:21, it says, remember these.
Yeah, we got that out of the way. So what verse can we read that'll show that they should show forth my praise? What verse can we read out of Isaiah 43, 1, 2, or 3? What verse can we read that really lock that down, but no game fails to open the mouth at? What verse can we read about they should show forth my praise?
Oh, so for the
verse
that okay, you said
verse 1 or 3. So otherwise, verse 1 or 3. Make on this 1 or 3. 1 or 3. The them is in verse 1, and them is in verse 3. Them is the children of the book, the children of Israel. That was the mighty one of Yahweh said. The mighty one of Yahweh said that they. You can get it in verse 1, and you can get it in verse 3. Mother D.F. Israel, what you reading? Now you on the clock. Come on.
Thanks.
Well, did you get the answer? Deuteronomy chapter.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You already got it written down. You already got Deuteronomy chapter 32, 6 through 10 written down. You just ready to take off. Is that right, Mother?
Yes.
All right, let's take off it.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 to 10. Verse 6.
That's right.
Do you thus require Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that has brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you your elders, and they will tell you. Verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the peoples according to the numbers of the children of Israel. Verse 9. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see this kind of information, you got to come on the scene and it got to be published throughout the known world. And if that happens, Mother D of Israel, give me Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2, but Micaiah, if this happened in 24, 13 and 14 of Matthew, tell me, what about that? If this happened, what do you got written in Matthew 24, 13 and 14? Brother Micaiah, what do you got written? Brother Micaiah, what do you got written?
Going over to the book of
they ain't clicking with me, WCC. You ain't cooking the wires up here over there. What it say? What are we reading?
The book of Matthew 24,
verse 34. Matthew 24, 13 and 14.
Okay, going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, but he that shall endure unto the end, and the same shall be saved. Verse 14, and this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So you see what we got to do? That's why it's very important to understand one thing. We have the responsibility of getting this word out there. Because once this covenant is understood, then the end will be. We can up the ante on the end by doing our part because he gave it to us to do so. We got to get this covenant throughout all the world to activate the end. Now, so Mother D.F. Israel, who are they talking about that we can read in Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2? Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. Now, here's the point. Let me set the stage. When you read Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2, what Moses is doing is reminding the children of Israel, because they don't kill everybody from 40 years old downward, 30 years old, 40 years old, whatever. He don't kill everybody. So now this is a new generation. He says, what was that year? Somebody help me out. What year, what was the age that Moses killed, Yahweh had Moses to kill him from, what was it, 40 years old and back, 30 years old and back? It don't escape me for a minute. But if anybody want to help those see out, how many years? I think it was 40 years. I could be wrong.
Come out.
And he kissed the man. When Moses kissed that man.
No, we're going to talk about when the one that was in the wilderness and they kept on tempting Yahweh. He said, I'm going to kill them. He killed them for what age did he kill them from? He killed them from it don't just follow me right now. But it'll come back to me later, or somebody on the stage will find out what age that was killed from 20 years on up. Yeah, from 20 years on up, it was killed. So all the one that was 19 going all the way back, this is about 40 years later. He made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And he killed them that was 20 years old and up. Just so the one that was 19 on down, they got 40 years on them. So these are the ones he's talking to right now, the younger heads that got 40 years on them from 19 years old back to birth. So now he's talking them. So he's painting the picture. So when you read Deuteronomy 4:1, this is 40 years he had the children of Israel to wander around in the desert. He killed them from 20 years old and up. So the ones that was 19 years old back to one, they got 40 years on them. So the one that was one, he's 41. And the one that was 19 is 59. Now we have painted the picture for what he get ready to say by Mother D of Israel and Fold 1 and 2. Now, so he got them, he killed off them old heads that didn't want to do right. Let them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Now he could address them in Deuteronomy 4:1-2. What do you say, Mother D of Israel? Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, listen, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you, for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers gave you. Verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that you may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
You see that? Now you see how those seal paint the picture for the kissing on the camp. Now remember, make notes of it. This is 40 years after they came out of Egypt. Because all the old heads from 20 years old and up had to be destroyed. So now since I got them out the way, had you wandered around for 40 years in the wilderness, now, we got the 4:1-2, that's 40 years later. So now he got to talk to them about what got to be done. And don't be like the one that we killed in the wilderness now. So now the teaching starts all over again. So that's the same thing we in now, the process now, the teaching them all over again. Because we've been in the wilderness now for many years without having a teaching ministry. Now you have one called Voices of the True Israelites. So we got to address you from the foundation and bring it back up to get back to Romans chapter 11. We got to make sure you're clear when we get to 11, you understand the game plan through the foundation. So now, Mother, in Deuteronomy 5, with that understanding, and 5:1-3. Then skip down to 6-14 and 28 and 29, Mother D of Israel. Deuteronomy 5, put that pen on it, 1, 2, and 3. skip down to 6 through 14 and 20 and 29. And Brother Micaiah, you have me 1 Kings chapter. Well, give me a second, Chronicles 22, verse 10. Because we're going into something, the land is foundation, that has to be brought back to their attention again because of their stiffness. And he destroyed the older head. Now it's time to teach the younger head, as we seen a sign of it last Saturday when the younger head was getting the word from the young lion. And that was a great thing. That was a great move. And that's prophecy. So now, Mother D of Israel, in the 5th chapter, 1, 2, 3, 6 through 14, 28 and 29. Listen good. Mother D of Israel on the clock. Come on.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 to 3, 6 to 14, 28 and 29. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Verse 2. Yahweh, our Yahweh, made a covenant with us in Horeb. Verse 3. Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Verse 6. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 7. Thou shalt have none other Yahweh before me. Verse 8. Thou shalt not make you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Verse 9. Thou shalt not bow down yourself unto them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am a jealous Yahweh, visiting the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Verse 10, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instruction. Verse 11, you shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in vain, for Yahweh will not hold you guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Verse 12. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded you. Verse 13. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. 14. But the 7 day it's the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. In it you shall not do any work, thou nor your son nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. Verse 28 and 29. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me, and Yahweh said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29. Oh, that there were such and mind in them, that they would hear me and keep all my Torah instructions always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
Mm-hmm. Now, you hear that? You hear that, Mother D up Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. You see that? You see what we gotta do? Now see,
yeah.
Now read verse 3 again. Now see, that's why we have to paint that picture. So now you understand verse 3. Look at saying verse 3 again. Mm-hmm. Verse 3.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 3. Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day.
You see that? Now you see. Now that's the reason I paint that picture. The us he's talking about, he make with your fathers. Because your fathers, they didn't want to do right. So from 20 years old on up, they was killed. They wander around the wilderness for 40 years until you get all them tied heads that they won't do right. So the one that was 19 down, he had to reiterate everything was saying. I didn't make it come with your fathers because they won't do right. You got sometimes you got some old heads that sit in their way. Well, you know, I've been this way for so long. I've been a Christian gone and a Christian born. And, you know, that kind of talk. Them the ones that Yahweh killed.
Mm-hmm.
So from 19 back to 1, that they got 40 years on them from wandering around in the wilderness. So now once he got them settled and all them old heads out the way, then them ones that was 19 down to 1, they got 40 years on them. So now he has to reiterate this all over again. And that same thing we were saying earlier is no need of being in Romans chapter 11 until you understand the, give me a verse there, Mother D.F. Israel, 11 verse 3, a Psalm, give me 11 verse 3. So there's no need to get to the 11th chapter of Romans without having 11 verse 3 of Psalms, you know, working with you. Because you got to understand, 40 years have passed because the old heads didn't want to do right. So now we got rid of Psalm 11, verse 3, Mother D of Israel. And Brother Makai have me, Deuteronomy 30, verse 1 through 8, waiting on me.
Psalm chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. You don't know that you're supposed to contend for this word. You don't know you're supposed to be word up. You was created for these days to be prepared for this. If you hearing the voice of the seer and the sixth anointed council, Yahweh got you for these days. So you got to raise your level up of understanding. You're getting a double. So now, with that understanding, these people he's talking to is 19 down to 1. We got 40 years on their life. Now, this was Moses telling them that got that 40 years on them in the 30th chapter 1 through 8. Now, why can he tell the ones that now got their father's been destroyed? Because they was hard hit. Now, the ones that 19 down to 1 got 40 years on them. Now, watch what Moses tells them in Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 8. What do you say that young line?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 down to 8. Verse 1 reads, and it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yahweh has driven you. Verse 2, and shall return unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day. You and your children, and all your, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Verse 3, that then Yahweh, your Yahweh, will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from among all nations. Brother Yahweh, your Yahweh has scattered you. Verse 4. If any of you be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from there will Yahweh, your Yahweh, gather you, and from there will he fetch you. Verse 5. And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will break you and will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good, and multiply you above your fathers. Verse 6. And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will circumcise your mind, and the mind of your seed, to love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul, and that you may live. Verse 7. And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will put all these curses upon your enemies, and on them that hate you, which persecute you. Verse 8. And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh, and do all his Torah instructions, which I command you this day.
Let's precept that a little bit, young man. Let's give me that Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. So he said, now you see what you have to do. He said, I killed off your fathers, you 19 with the 40 years onto you. But now if you do right, this is what's going to happen, and this is what you pass on. He said, you got to circumcise your mind. You got to get your mind right. He said, you got to get your mind right. So that's what we got to do. Six morning camp. We got to get our people's mind right. So in Jeremiah, pull that verse in the fourth chapter, verse 3 and 4, and this is how we get our mind right in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Get our mind right, young lion.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, for thus says Yahweh to the man of Yad-Judah, in Yad-Judah, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Verse 4. Circumcise yourselves to Yahweh, and take away the foreskin of your mind, you men of Yad-Judah, and inhabitants of Yad-Judah. Lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doing.
You hear the man just said? So now he said, now you got to circumcise that brain of yours now to Yahweh. That means you got to be on a little bit more available for what Yahweh got on the table. That's what he's saying now. And you see he picked the name, Judah. So if you know that you are the descendant of Judah, you got to take your rightful position. Judah. That's what he's saying. Now, how do you supposed to be in Judah? What's supposed to come out your mouth? What do you supposed to know besides your name is Judah, Israel? What do you supposed to know according to 2 Chronicles 22, verse 10? Let's see what you're supposed to know. When you send around your grandparents or your grandbabies and you send around talking, what do you folks be knowing, Judah? What do you folks say? Why don't we try to say what's written in 22 verse 10 or the book of Chronicles? What does it say in 22 verse 10?
Okay. Going over to the book of 2 Chronicles, 22 verse 10.
Yeah.
And read. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahijah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Yad-Judah.
Is that? So you see who the family of Judah is? That's the seed, right? See, when you meet Judah, and you know you're looking at Judah, you have to remind them that you are seed royal. Judah is seed royal, not the 11 tribes. Judah is the lead tribe. Judah is seed royal. See, this got to be clear. Not the Israelites are seed royal. No. Judah is seed royal. You see? So that got to be dealt with. Judah is seed royal. But Judah got to get everybody else position. But we got to be clear who seed royal is. It ain't the 12 tribes of Israel. Read that again for me to be clear who seed royal is.
Okay.
See, we got to be clear about it, who seed royal is. Watch this.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 22, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, but when Athaliah, the mother of Ahijah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah.
Of the family of Judah. Of the nation of Judah, southern kingdom. So now we have learned something on the way of learning something. See, Yahweh got order about things. So we got to bring out order. Listen, see, right here. The only way we're going to get our blessing, we got to put things in order. No, the 12 tribes is not seed royal. Judah is seed royal. Now, I hear you Latter-day Saints. Here, you got to give me a precept on that. Why ain't the other tribes seed royal? Well, that's a good point. But, back up, young lion, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and that's a good point. Now, with that understanding we got, now listen good, Six and on the Camp. Y'all write this down, because guess if that come up, Judah is seed royal. The other 11 tribes is not. Now, let's go to, now listen real good at 2 Kings 3, 13, and 14. See, somebody got to teach this, but you got to let the Bible paint the picture and you break and get a thorough breakdown. Listen to what the seer said. Listen to what the seer said. Now, you know what's written. Mother E, what's written in Amos 3, verse 7? Let's get warmed up first. Let's see what is written. Amos 3, verse 7. What's written, Mother E?
Okay. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely, Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servant, the seer.
You see that? Now give me Acts 15:15 on paint a picture with a precept. Acts 15:15, mother.
Acts 15:15.
Yeah, what do that say?
Okay. Thanks. Book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15. And to this agree the word of the seer as it is written.
So you see what he said, Mommy? He said, listen, believe the seer as is written. Now we get ready to read what the seer says as is written. Now, we're going to paint the picture. See, when you paint the picture, that's all you can do, Mother E. The picture has been painted. Believe the seer as is written. Now we're going to 2 Kings 3, 13 and 14. Now listen real good. Now bring it a read now, young lion, because we got to be clear what we put on the table a minute ago. The only tribe is seed royal is Judah. Now, we precept in that too, write it down, six anointed counsel, to 2 Kings 3, 13 and 14. Listen good. Come on.
2 Kings chapter 3, verses 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 read. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Get you to
Hold that point. Mother, D of Israel. In 1 Kings chapter 18, hear me out, mother. Because that was time to come on home. So I got to bring a verse out to come on home. In 1 Kings chapter 18, can you help those see out in verse number 36? I want to find out about this Elijah. I need to find out something else about it. Chapter 18, verse 36. It's up for us to come on now. We got to come on now. Let's see what it says in 18:36.
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. And it came to pass that the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the seer came near and said, Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art Yahweh in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word.
Wait a minute. Who is Elijah that we can read in verse 36?
Yahweh's
Who is Elijah that we can read in verse 36, in the third line? Who is he?
Yeah.
According to 36th chapter, the third line, who is Elijah according to that verse?
The seer.
That was the book say. So when we see this man's name, wherever we see it, after we know who he is, we're supposed to make sure we address that. That's where Elijah is right there. Now I got to get a second witness, Mother D of Israel. Back up to 1 Samuel 9. I have to do all these things because I can't take it up for granted. I got to try and see if we're ready to do what we got to do in Yahweh. So all these things got to come on the table to paint the picture with no problem and not stumbling all around when it's time to deliver. We're going to 1 Samuel chapter 9, and we're going to look at verse number 18 and 19. Mother Israel, 1 Samuel 9, verse 18 and 19.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray you, where the seer's house is. Verse 19. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before
that's right.
me.
That's it. That's all I need. So now we painted it because we know now, and we read by Mother Eve that Yahweh would do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servant the seer. So now here go the seer Elijah getting ready to make a profound statement. So now he got to be speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. According to Mother E and Luke 1 verse 70. Can you help those see out, Mother? In Luke 1 verse 70, what it says in 1 verse 7. Let's build it up. Let's build a high. we said that the judge, they're going to be judges, and they're going to be judged whatever, you will make sure you call them by his title name, and you're not going to sit there and see his name up there saying Judge Bullwinkle, and you will say, well, Bullwinkle, I got something to say. Everybody in the courtroom going to gasp. How you calling him Bullwinkle, and that's the judge? Not the same thing. They get it from you. So we have to address them according to our knowledge. So now what we read?
Luke chapter 1, verse 70.
Yeah, what we reading out of that?
As he speak by this, mindful of his righteous fear, which have been since the world began.
So Yahweh spoke by the mouth of his fear since the world began. That's how he spoke, by his fear. So now here goes fear, Elijah, is going to make a profound statement. Now we're going to build the hype up to get back, all do all that to get back this again. Now come on back to the online in 2 Kings 3, 13 and 14.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, and Elisha, the seer, said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Get you to the elders of your father and to the elders of your mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, no, for Yahweh has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Verse 14. And Elijah said, as Yahweh of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, where if not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look towards you, nor see you.
Elijah the seer. Listen, you're the man just said. Now, wait a minute. Mother dear Israel, mother, you're the man just said. He said, let me tell you something. Yahweh told me that I got all you kings together besides Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, to deliver y'all up. And he said, but not for Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I wouldn't even look at y'all or say nothing to you. That's how the northern kingdom, the 11 tribes, was in the eyes of Yahweh through the seers, so they could not have been seen royal. Because he said right there, it was not for Judah, the king of Judah, I wouldn't even look at y'all, northern kingdom. You see that? See, northern kingdom got to hear this. You better get that puff mama and puff daddy at you. Because the only way you coming back to where you got to get to is through Judah. The seer just said, not for the king of Judah being in y'all midst. I want to give y'all no never mind. And that man is from Yahweh. So that's how important you are, but you don't know it. You just that important in Yahweh's eye. Who? C. Royal, Judah. That again, Elisha the seer. Because you go before the courtroom and see the judge, you always going to call him judge, whatever it is. And that's worthy. Now, Elisha is the seer. He's telling northern kingdom, boy, if it was not for southern kingdom, Jehoshaphat, I would pay y'all no never mind. Is that what we'll read? We'll read it again. Listen to this. Hey, mother, listen to this real good. And tell me, is that what he said? And listen real good. Come on.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, and Elisha the seer said unto the king of Israel, What have I to do with you? Get you to the elders of your father and to the elders of your mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, No, for Yahweh hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Verse 14. And Elijah the seer said, As Yahweh of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look towards you, nor see you.
Hey, mother, did y'all hear that? Hey, Mo-E, did you hear that? What did he say? Mother D.F. Israel, what did the seer say to Israel, Northern King? What did you say? What did you say? Y'all help those seer out. What did he just say?
Oh, he said if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat, you would not even look towards thee or see thee.
You see that? And that got me cold. See, when we said Judah is the seed royal, there go your backup scripture, because Northern Kingdom had them messed up so bad, after they be seed royal and Yahweh have disinherited them. He bends with them until they get right. You see? That is right there. So we got to understand the one that is seed royal is Judah. So the 11 tribes, they not seed royal. And there go your backup verse. The seer said, if it's not for Judah, I wouldn't even look towards y'all. Why? Because Yahweh had done what that we can read, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what he even did. Prior to that, back up and just read it. See, listen, you got to be able to paint the picture. Then go to Isaiah chapter 7. Because he already knew what they was going to do in Isaiah chapter 7. And then what he said. See, I mean, this got to be told. Ain't nobody going to tell this story. Because ain't nobody going to, unless they're bumming around and running them out, everybody can bust his arms. You got to tell a story according to the Bible. What is the reason that statement was made? Because he knew that they've been low down from the get-go. And he knew in time to come exactly what they're going to do because Yahweh called the end from the beginning. So when we read the seventh chapter, this was said. So you got to be able to go to the seventh chapter and look at verse 5 and take it down to verse number 9. I mean, you've got to be able to do this. Come on, young man, bring it.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 5 down to 9. Verse 5 reads, Because Syria, Ephraim, the son of Remaliah, have taken evil counsel against you, saying, Verse 6, Let us go up against Yadah-Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us. And set a king in the midst of it, the son of Tabiel. Verse 7. Thus says Yahweh, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Verse 8. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is risen. And within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not their people. Verse 9. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria. And the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established.
Ain't no way you will be established until you understand the order. The order is the only tribe in seed royal is Judah. All the rest of the tribes got to get right up on the Judah. So when you talk seed royal, you're not talking all Israel. Because the other tribes have been disinherited by Yahweh. They is not a people. There's right there. There is not a people. The only one that hung around Judah was Benjamin. So we can leave that up in the air for a minute, because Benjamin did hold on, and you know, but we can get it there to another lesson. But we clear, besides Benjamin, the other 10 tribes is not seen right. Is not seen right. Because Yahweh said, I'm going to break them. And they will not be a people. So you can't call an Israelite seed royal unless you've been disingenuine, unless you tell the Judah only. See that? There go your precepts. Now, you say a lot of they say, well, when will they be? Well, this is what they got to do. Hey, Mother E. This is what they got to do, Mother E. We go on to the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, and we'll see what they got to do. See what they got to do. I mean, you got to be able to meet them where they at, and wherever the tone of the conversation going, you got to roll with it according to the Bible. Don't talk smack. Talk Bible. He'll give it to you in that very same hour, how to talk Bible. But until you get in order, the only seed royal of the Bible is Judah, the lead tribe. And they're going to be in that lead by themselves until William. We're going to Jeremiah 31, verse 5 and 6. Hey, Mother E, Jeremiah 31, verse 5 and 6. Let's talk about it.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 5 and verse 6. Thus shall yet plant vineyards upon the mountain of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall not eat them as common thing. Verse 3. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise and let us go up to Yahweh Judah unto Yahweh,
Yahweh. Now, when will Mother, according to that verse, Mother of Israel, when will the 10 northern tribes be accepted in the eyes of Yahweh? What they got to do that we can read now for the Almighty to accept them back again? What they got to do? According to what you just got to read. Now, which one of you mothers going to answer that question for those seers that we can read? What they got to do?
They got to cry. They got to cry to Yahweh.
Wait. Where'd you get that from, mother? That's what I'm going to ask you. Where'd you get that from?
Jeremiah.
Where'd that come from?
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 6.
Excellent. So we clear what got to happen. The only way the 10 tribes would be accepted by Yahweh, they got to cry to not Yahweh, they got to cry to Judah. So there's right there. So how can they be seed royal? So that's clear showing you they is not seed royal until they start crying to Judah and get right back upon a Judah to be considered drafted back in to Judah. So that's why we have to stop on the 11th chapter of Romans. They won't be drafted in until they get their act away. So that draft in ain't got nothing to do with the other nation. That got nothing to do with the northern kingdom. So when you jump down and read the 11th chapter about we can be drafted in, you can come back to Judah when you get right. You come back to the seed royal, but your spirit got to be right. Because the seer made it plain, if it was not for Judah, I wouldn't pay y'all no never mind. Did we read that? Read that again in 3:14. Read it again in 3:14. Look what the seer said. See what it says? See, you got to do what the Bible's saying. You can't get caught up in personality. That's why I don't know why Northern Kingdom even try to open their mouth up in the presence of Southern Kingdom, the Sea Roy. The fear is speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. And he didn't get hit on the wrist for saying what he said in 3:14. What do you say again there, Brother Micaiah? What did the seer say that we can read in 2 Kings 3:14?
In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verse 14. 14 reads, and Elijah, the seer, said, as Yahweh of hosts live, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look towards you, nor see you.
If Judah was not present, king of Judah, and whatever y'all in on out there on, and the kid tribe, what y'all doing, I will pay y'all no, never mind. That's what the seer said. And guess what? That seer was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Let you know Yahweh is through with you, Northern Kingdom, until you get right. And there it is right there. So you know you're not no seed royal. And that's plain. So when we read by Mother D.F. Israel in Hosea 4:17, I mean, that's how you paint the picture. So when you go to Hosea, and Hosea read the heavenly tablet, so he boldly can make a statement in 4:17 with no problem. He can say this with no problem in 4:17 after you paint the picture. Now Hosea heard everybody's speech. So now here he is on the clock by being the seer of the hour at the time. Now he's been to talk, and what he say in verse 15 to 17. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 15 down to verse 17. This is what he say. This is the seer speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Is the picture painted good enough? What he say? Mother, D of Israel, what he say in 4:15 down to verse 17. What
do
you say?
Hosea 4:15 to 17. Verse 15. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah defend, and come not you unto Gilead. Neither go you up to nor swear Yahweh liveth. Verse 16. For Israel slid back as a backsliding heifer. How now Yahweh will feed them as a lamb in a large place. 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
Go to five. So you see what he's saying? Hosea is speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. He said, Northern Kingdom, 10 tribes of Israel. See, you can't. You got to stop barking all Israel. When you say Israel, you got to make it definitive by what you're talking about. You talking about Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom? You just can't talk. This is Northern Kingdom he's talking about, not Judah. He was telling Judah, look at Judah. He said, look here. In verse 15, he said, though thou Israel played the harlot, let not Judah offend. Did you say? He said, Judah, don't you do that. Don't you do what they did. Judah, the royal seed, the seed royal. Don't you do what the other tribes of Israel. And he said, Judah, leave Israel alone. Is that what we're reading, verse 17? Now we're going to 5, and we're going to read down to verse number 7, and Mother E pick it up at verse number 8, down to verse 12. Listen to this right here. Come on, Mother E, Mother D.F. Israel. 5:1-7, what it say?
Hosea.
Come on, Mother D.F. Israel. Hosea 5:1-7. Mother E, you have me 8-12. Waiting on me.
Hosea chapter 5.
Yeah.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 1 through 7. Verse 1. Hear you this, O priest, and hearken. Listen, you family of Israel, and give you ear, O family of the king, for judgment is towards you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net spread it upon somebody. Verse 2. And the revolt are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuke of them all. Verse 3. I know Ephraim and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. Verse 4. They will not frame their doing to turn unto their Yahweh. For the spirit of whoredom is in the midst of them, and they have not known Yahweh. Verse 5. And the pride of Israel do testify to his face. Wherefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their sins? Judah also shall fall with them. Verse 6. They shall go with their flock and with their herds to seek Yahweh, but they shall not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. Verse 7. They have dwelt treacherously against Yahweh, for they have forgotten strange children. Now shall a moth devour them with their portion.
Marie, verse 8. So what got, did you say? He said, now, Northern King, you are messed up so bad. And Judah, in verse 5, you also going to fall down. Because you got a tendency to be looking at Northern Kingdom like they equal to you. And you think they got a word. They ain't got no word. So, Judah, you will mess yourself up right now. And you calling the enemy to see right. He said, Judah, you mess around, you call all the Israelites seed royal. You can't call all the Israelites seed royal. Only you is seed royal. I'm through with the Israel, Northern Kingdom. See, you teachers got to understand something. You got Northern Kingdom, 10 tribes, and Judah. The only seed royal is Judah. The one is the lead tribe, the one called African American and Negro in color, and Super Coon. That is the only royal seed royal. He do with them until they humble themselves and come back upon the banner of Judah. And Judah, if you continue to be looking at them like they equal to you, you're going to continue falling. You're the seer said, he said, if Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, wasn't here, I tell y'all no, never mind. He was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Can't even tell you now. Because you Israel, it's an order about things. And we got to apply the order that we can read. So he says, Mother, he says in verse 8, he said, now this is what you do, Judah. Do what? Verse 8. 5, verse 8. What is that, Mother?
Hosea chapter 5, verse 8 to 12. Verse 8. Blow ye the corner in Gilead, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Bethlehem, after thee, O Benjamin. Verse 9.
He's a Jew. Get the crying. Get old Benjamin. Get old. The one that calls himself Jamaican. And Barbadians and all them. And Belize. He said, blow that trumpet to the old Benjamin, time for him to get right again. What he said in verse 9?
Verse 9. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of reproof. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. Verse 10. The prince of Judah were like them that removed the bounds. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Verse 11.
Hold that point. So you see what you say? See what you did, Judah? Now you're going to be listening to somebody of Northern Kingdom who Yahweh has said, get back that. Northern Kingdom don't teach you jack. They not the seed royal. Since you looking at they Israel, he say, I'm going to pour out my wrath on you. Because the only one that's seed royal is Judah. The Northern Kingdom, I'm through with them until they get their act right and lay down like a rug and come as a little child up under Judah. So they don't run the mouth. You heard the seer said, Elisha the seer said, he said, Judah wasn't here, I wouldn't even look at y'all. You see, they got to be told. So when you saw three teachers and you see Northern Kingdom is a, we don't even supposed to look at you. You're supposed to be in a husband, come over here and sit down and hear something. You ain't equal with us. Not according to the seer. See? Now, what is it saying in verse 11?
Verse 11. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the commandment.
Wait a minute, mother. We can't take it away. You hear what he said? You hear what the seer just said? He said, Ephraim, the 10 tribes, is oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And broken and what? In judgment. You see what they do? 99% of the 10 northern tribes is Roman Catholic members. That's oppressed and they broke it. On the Sabbath day, they be hooping and hollering and doing everything on the Sabbath day contrary to the Bible. You see what they do? He said they are oppressed. They might just find their $2, their $10. But in Yahweh is finished with them. According to verse 11, the 10 northern tribes of Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment. The 10 northern tribes, willingly walk after the commandment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay in order. And that's why you are oppressed and broken in the man. Now read verse 12.
Verse 12. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth and to the family of Judah as rodney.
13.
When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wounds, then went Ephraim to Assyria, and sent two kings, yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wounds.
He said, because you run to the Roman Catholic Church and all the other institutions, your sickness cannot be healed. Only way your sickness got to be healed, Judah got to wake up and understand he a lead tribe. And Judah can't be found with an eye on Ephraim. He's an Ephraim. And you know Judah will be found with an eye on you. And Judah so dumbed down thinking he happened to get married to a Negro, he out of order everywhere. And that's why we got to come now. That's why we got to lay this foundation before we get further up the road. We got to know the order of things. So now this is what Yahweh said to northern and southern kingdoms. So he's saying something. And that's why it's so important to come with your pad and your pencil and write down what the six anointed counts bring to you daily out of that one book, the Bible. What
do you say in
verse 14?
For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, as a young lion to the family of Yahweh Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him.
You already said. He said, "Look here." He said, "I'm gonna be heavy on y'all." He said, "I'm gonna tag you up on every business deal. I'm gonna whoop you down big time until a point. Then I'm gonna send my messenger to you. The six anointed camps are voices over to his life. Is you gonna listen? We clear. It's over 600,000 strong on the international side. Listen." That's why this message got to be repeated more than just on hair talk and blog talk. Well, the young lions got to get busy. Understand one thing. Yahweh is not going to make no move until you get in order. You got to know that the only seed royal today is Judah. The 12 tribes of Israel is the 12 tribes of Israel scattered. But Judah is the only seed royal. And all those tribes got to get back in order up under the lead tribe, Judah. Look what Yahweh said he going to do in verse 15.
Verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face and their affliction. They will seek me early.
You see what he say? He said, I'm going to go watch you. He said, I'm going to pack the network on the international side all the time we are on airways. But until you recognize the sign of time, you got a lead tribe called Voices of the True Israelites. We got to know how to go in his Bible and meet him where he is and contend for the word of Yahweh, for our blessing. So we got to step up to the plate and have the foundation laid out. The only seed royal in the Bible is Judah. Other tribes have been disinherited by Yahweh. And we got to get Judah on the feet. Then we got to go get Benjamin on his feet. We got to get Judah on the feet first. Then Benjamin got to come second. Now, once we got Judah and Benjamin back on their feet, then the northern kingdom got to get straight. Because he says, he made it plain in the 6th chapter, verse 10 and 11. Now, Mother E, he made it plain. See, remember, you got to read the verse before you give a statement. So he got it plain in the Bible in the 6th chapter, verse number 10 and 11. It's just plain. All we're going to do is come in what we read. Look what it says in verse 10 and 11, 6th chapter 10 and 11.
The book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. Hosea chapter 6, verse 10. I have seen a horrible thing in the family of Israel. There is the whoredom of Ephraim Israel is defiled. Verse 11.
Hold that point, Mother. Now, you laid out in the grass, God, but we can't. You didn't read it. How do Israel stand with Yahweh today? According to that verse 10. Now, how do he stand? Now, most dear Israel, I know you're looking too. So according to the northern kingdom, how do they stand according to Yahweh today, according to verse 10? Who will answer that question?
Israel is defiled.
They what?
Defiled.
Israel is defiled.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Northern kingdom Israel, the 10 northern tribes, in the eyes of Yahweh, you are defiled. See that? So you know you ain't seen you, are you? You defiled. Is that what we read, Mother?
Yeah. What are we reading?
That what we read?
Yeah. What are we reading?
But look what it said, Mother, in verse 11.
Verse 11. Hosea chapter 6, verse 11. Also, Judas, he has set an harvest for thee. When I return, the captives of my people.
Who is Yahweh's people?
Israel.
Who is Yahweh, according to verse 11?
Yeah, the Judah.
Who is Yahweh's
people? Judah. Yahweh's people.
You see that? Is we reading this or not?
Yeah, that's
who is so who captivity is he going to return first?
Oh, Judah. That's his name. First.
I can't get no boldness now.
Judah is first.
So who captivity gonna be turned first?
Judah.
And what about Israel according to verse 10? What position they in?
They be foul.
Bottom line? That is the bottom line. Listen. We gotta teach this. Judah is a harvest waiting on you when he turns your captive. So that's why we said earlier we gotta get Judah back on the feet, then Benjamin. Then the northern kingdom got to come clean. They can't have the mouth going, they gotta come clean. You got no passage to Yahweh unless you come through Judah. And then it's right there. Because the harvest is waiting on Judah. And once Judah gets Benjamin on the feet, then northern kingdom got to come clean. Because right now, as you stand right now, you defile, according to the seer's mouth in 6 verse number 10. You are defiled. So you should have no mouth going in the presence of Judah. That's the closest Yahweh you're going to get to is Judah. Is we reading this enough?
That's what it reads.
That's what it reads. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pause and bring our elder back in and get his closing statements on table 11 and bring Mother Z in. So you got to understand these things. So we want to get back to Romans chapter 11. But how do we get back to Romans chapter 11 until we understand the position of the Bible? So when we read the 11th chapter about somebody got to be drafted in, clearly got to be the one that's defiled. Hey, come on, the other nation. See, they don't push them way in and got themselves in there. You ain't got nothing to do with it. This is about northern and southern kingdom. Ain't got nothing to do when you read Romans chapter 11 about the other nation. Judah is the lead tribe, the only tribe that is what's called the royal seed, the seed royal. All the other tribes is defiled. Now, when we get Judah back on his feet, we're going to get Benjamin, the one called Jamaican and Trinidadians and Belize, and get them to clean up the clean their act up. Then once we back together as one, Judah and Benjamin, then Northern Kingdom, 10 tribes, got to come humble. And then we get you on your feet, but right now you're the five. And the only Yahweh you going to ever see until you return is Judah, according to scripture. You got to hear this. So we're going to pause it there and bring our elder in, and whatever he got to make a comment on that, so be it. Bring it on and bring Mother Z and see what she got to say behind that. See, this got to be known. The name of one seed royal, that's Judah. And until they get on their feet up under us, it only be one tribe out of 12. It's seed royal, Judah, the one you call African American, Negro in color. That's the only royal family of the Bible. Not what's going on over there in Britain. Not going on in Britain. The royal family is Judah, the one that you kicked in the ring. Elder Mateel, you're back on the clock for your closing statement on tape 175. Come on.
Well, Yahweh bless you once again, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I'm telling you, the word is really flowing tonight, and everybody should thus far have got quite a bit of information from the word, especially those that are listening out there that think that Judah is not the lead tribe. That's why when they read in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 32, 32 says, "And the place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led like a sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened up not his mouth." This is why we always say, have big ears and little mouth. Because when you're teaching people to go the wrong way, you have to look what it tells you in the book of Matthew. When that road is narrow, there's only one way to go. That's straight ahead. You can't go left or right. You end up falling in deep water or the fire. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and loud bump the gums for their righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Your top part of Sabbath is Friday. Your current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Friday. We have a temple class that starts at, 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. And that's until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and right on that line, type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, you will see a big line. And just under that line, you will see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you come unto the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned to us once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live, and also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses the listening numbers can use. The first email address would be tribe.yahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the camps of six camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I will remind you, you will only hear discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our listening members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, this is said because he's usually pretty busy with the WCC. That New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen in the past, and even today. Even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line that we've given you of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call that number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You have to remember that we are the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers. We were told earlier, we're seed royal. Remember to read the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live, and look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you're late logging into, or just look down the list and choose any particular day that you would like to listen. And during the normal BrockTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on PalTalk. On PalTalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites once again, Tribe of Yahdah. And this is where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the broad talk ends before teaching time. We will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Dr. Bob be with you all. So we can get back into the midst of reading and understanding what's given us through Yahweh's Word. I'll turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Elder, hallelujah, Yahweh on that. That's great. That was great. Excellent closing. Catch you on that big station called Pale Talk. So we're going to find Mother Z and let her dress this mask in the audience, and we'll get back on. Like I say, you got to have this foundation. So we got to be clear. And we'll take good notes on 175. When they come down to see Royal, it's Judah. But he's going to whoop Judah until Judah wake up and stop taking the back seat when it come down to his word. And when you catch somebody teaching anything, if they're not Judah, they don't supposed to be teaching. And that's why we got to monitor the world on this, because Yahweh going to bless us more as we understand. We got to contend for the word of Yahweh. But we got to know what we're talking about according to the Bible. I'm going to find Mother Z and bring her in so she can address this national audience over 600,000 plus on the international side. So when we meet Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the elder mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, Yahweh be with you, see you right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you're exactly right. Judah is the royal seed, and that is the truth. Judah is the royal seed. That's the royal seed. All other tribes got to wake up. But, Mother, whatever you got to tell this national audience, tape number 175, we're going to wrap back, and you and the clock, come on.
I'm going to read in Revelation chapter 7, and I'm going to read down to, I don't know, Revelation chapter 7, 1 and 2, 3, 4, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 9. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, neither on the sea, neither on any trees. Verse 2. And I saw another angel as ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahweh, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the seven servants of Abba Yahweh in their forehead. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which was sealed, and there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And I'm going to skip down to verse 9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, for of all nations and kingdom and people and tongue, stood before the throne, and behold, the Lamb clothed with white robe and palms in their hand. Verse 10. And I cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to Abba Yahweh, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Verse 11. And all the angels stood round and about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their face, and worship Yahweh, verse 12, said, hallelujah, blessed and honor and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto Abba Yahweh forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 13. And one of the elders answered, said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes and which cometh thou? Verse 14. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to read 15 and I'm going to stop. Well, I'll just finish it. Therefore are they before the throne of Yahweh and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them. Verse 16, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, neither any heat. Verse 17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountain of water, and Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, they're going to wipe away the tears off of them that was raised in fine linen and all that. So we might well paint the picture about who's them. He's going to wipe away all these tears and do all this too that came out of great tribulation. So we might well paint that picture, make a little adjustment, and we might well paint that picture for this mass in order to go with 600,000 plus. Hey, Mother E, let's paint that picture about who is this coming out of great tribulation that we can read in Deuteronomy 4:1-2 and verse 30. Let's find out who is this that John was prophesizing the day that's coming out of tribulation. Let's see if we can read who we're talking about in Deuteronomy 4, verse 1, 2, and verse 30. What is that, Mother E?
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1, 2, and verse 30. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers give you. Verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you. Verse 3. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and shall be obedient unto his voice.
Mm. So he's saying he's going to turn the people from their tribulation, but they got to be obedient, mother. Let's precept right. that to Deuteronomy 30, verse 3, 10, and 11. He said, it's people that's called the children of Israel. He said, once you in tribulation, do you know, children of Israel, you in the tribulation right now? He said, now, until you be obedient, I would turn you, because you in it right now. Let's see what it says that, mother, in the 30th chapter, verse 3, 4, no, make it 3, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3, 10 and 11, 19 and 20 in the closing statement.
Okay,
let's see what it says, Deuteronomy chapter
30.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3, 10, 11, 19, and 20 in the closing statement. What does it say?
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 3, chapter 30, verse 3, 10, 11, 19, and 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3. Verse 3. That then the Yahweh, your Yahweh, return thy captive and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations wherever the Yahweh, your Yahweh, has scattered thee. Verse 10. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he writes in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all thy mind and with all thy soul, verse 11, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it for all. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy family may live. Verse 20. That thou mayest love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto their father, Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Israel.
So, mother, so once they in great tribulation, which they in now, so he's saying the children of Israel got to do what to get that great tribulation that they in now off of them? What they got to do, mother?
They got to return to Yahweh.
That's as simple as that. Because you're in a tribulation, whether you know it or not. You're in it. The entire you paying the other 17 nations anything, you in tribulation. Because that ain't the way it was set up to be. It's set to be everything was running through you, Steve Royer. So how you know you in tribulation? As long as you paying somebody else of the other nation for everything you got, that means you still in tribulation. So Mother E., closing statement, and we catch the eyeball to eyeball and top part of Saturday. Come on.
Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the seer. Thank you, praising Yahweh to be in the class. Thank you, praise Yahweh for all that's in the class. And I just like said to them to hold on to the end and don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father.
Hold on to the end. Don't give up. And don't keep paying the six anointed camps no never mind. Because we're telling you the rules and regulations how to get Yahweh back into this. He said, when you are in great tribulation, whether you know it or not, 12 tribes of Israel that scattered, you are in great tribulation. But he said, once you turn back to Yahweh, the way you got it written, he's going to turn your captivity. And how you got to turn Mother D of Israel, let's look at what he says in the 11th chapter, verse 26 through 28 of Deuteronomy chapter 11. Write down verse chapter 11, write down 26 through 28. Let's see what it means we got to turn, what that supposed to mean that we got to do by turning. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 through 28. What we got to do, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28, verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you this day. Verse 28, a curse if you will not obey Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after false Yahweh, which you have not known.
So you see, is that for you? The blessing, if you come back to the Torah instruction, or curse, if you continue to do paying no never mind. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you can find your $10 according to Yahweh through the map of the Yahweh of the land, Moses and the Seer Aaron, you're burn a curse until you turn back to the Torah instruction. Now Isaiah pull that mother. Hey, Mother D of Israel, you pull that verse. So Mother Z read about you being sealed. So what do you mean by you being sealed? Because we could read 1 John 4:1, you could be sealed with a hot iron, and your brain won't get right. That would happen to the elders back in the days when they came up out of Egypt from 20 years on up was killed because they were sealed to do wrong. So Yahweh killed them and let them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. So now what seal you got to get on you that you need? And according to Isaiah 8, verse 16. And throw verse 20 in to make it sound good. And throw verse 20 in just to make it sound good.
Isaiah
chapter 8, verse 16 and 20. Make it sound good, Mother.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. Verse 16, bind up the testimony, seal the law, for instruction among my disciples. Verse 20, to the Torah instruction and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
So he said, if you don't use both sides of the book, there's no light in you. He said, if you don't use both sides of the book with 28 verse 10 of Isaiah, Mother D of Israel. So he said, what conceal you is coming back to the law. That means the first five books. That what seals you. If you don't use the first five books, you're not sealed. Look what he says in Isaiah 28 verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
That's how you got to operate. That's the only way you will be sealed, keeping the law, by letting the book interpret the book. So now you want to get your seal? What do you start at getting your seal? Let's go to 2 Ezra 2:38 there, Mother D, up Israel. Let's start seeing how you start getting in line for your seal. Let's see how you get a seal by keeping the law. By hear a little and dare a little. Let's keep the law, Mother. 2:38, let's read a little bit. 2 Ezra 2:38, let's read a little bit. Come on.
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 38. Arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Verse 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received righteous garments of Yahweh. 40. 40.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep reading.
40. Take your number, O Judah, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Verse 41. The number of your children whom thou longest for is fulfilled. Beseech the power of Yahweh that your people which have been called from the beginning may be hallowed, righteous.
Good, right there. He said, your people that was called from the beginning. He said, this is for the one that going to be keeping the Torah instruction, the law, and clothed in white at the feast. He said, you've been called from the beginning. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10, down to verse 13 and close the statement that Moses. Let's find out who has been sealed and sealed from the beginning. Let's find out by name who is he talking about that if they come to these feast days, they sit on their cap with their white garments on and fringes, you got a seal in the back of your wallet on the feast day. They're clothed in white with fringes on. Is that what he just said? Now it's time we talking about in Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6 down to verse 10. No, make it 10 to 13. Make it verse 8 to 10 in the closing statement. Verse 8, 9, and 10. Hey, Mother Dear Israel, 32, 8, 9, and 10 in the closing statement. Come on.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 to 10, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
When the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the numbers of the children of Israel. Verse 9. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He founded him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Is that my ears, my hands, something up? You still read, Mother? I didn't hear enough. I didn't hear verse 9 and 10. Because my ears got a blank on it. I didn't hear verse 9 and 10.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 9 and 10. For Yahweh's portion is his people, Israel. It's the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He founded him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
So Mother, D.F. Israel, in your closing statement, who did he keep and who was the apple of his eye that been instructed?
Israel.
The children of Israel, you've been instructed, and you is the apple of his eye, and you got to fulfill what's written because you've been instructed, and you're the apple of his eye. You got to fulfill your part for Yahweh to intervene. You got to keep the law. You got to keep the feast days. You got to keep the regular Sabbath days. You got to wear them garments, some fringes on it. You got to do that, children of Israel. If you want Yahweh to intervene with you. Modi of Israel, until we eyeball the Sabbath day, close the statement, during the clock, come on.
Second Ezra chapter 14, I want to read 28 and 34. Verse 28, hear these words, O Israel. Verse 34, therefore, if you so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reframe your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Yes. And here you say, Israel, Ethnic, my, a young lion. Oh, Micaiah, he said, O Israel, who is O Israel in 2 Chronicles 22, verse 10? Who is they? Give me the last line in 2 Chronicles 22, verse 10. Who is this? Hear, O Israel. What are you talking about that we can read? Hear, O Israel. In 2 Chronicles, the last line, 22, verse 10, says what?
Who is 2 Chronicles? That's 22. Verse 10 reads, seed royal of the family of Yada Jew.
You see where you is? See, you seed royal. Seed royal of Yada Jew. And it's the hardest waiting on you if you pass that on. When you come in contact with another member, bloodline of tribe of Judah, you call them seed royal. Not the other tribes, because they ain't seed royal until they get back in order with Yahweh upon the YouTube. They got to be chosen. Then if you do that, let's see what that's been already prophesied in the book of Wisdom of Solomon 10, verse 10. Let's read a little bit. Let's go to Wisdom of Solomon chapter 10, verse 10. Let's see what's going on if we really apply this Bible. Brother Micaiah, in the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 10, it was a thing shown to some people. And you got to know what was shown to some people. What can we read in the Wisdom of Solomon 10, verse 10? Let's read a little bit.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, when the righteous fled from his brother's wrath, She guided him in right path, showed him the kingdom of Yahweh, and gave him knowledge of righteous things, made him rich in his travails, and multiplied the fruit of his labor. Verse 11.
Read verse 10 again. This is, you hear what the man said? You hear what he said? What young lion just got to read pertaining to your old grandfather, Jacob, the name of King of Israel? Did you know what Yahweh did for him? Let's read that again, what Yahweh did for him. Come on. 10 verse 10, Wisdom of Solomon.
In the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, when the righteous fled from his brother's wrath, he guided him in righteousness, showed him the kingdom of Yahweh, and gave him not of righteous things, made him rich in his travail, and multiplied the fruit of his labor.
You mean that Yahweh showed Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel, that would flee from his brother. He said, listen here, you're running from your brother Esau, but I'm going to show you something. Mm-hmm. He showed him what? What did he show him that we can read?
Showed him the kingdom of Yahweh.
Showed him the kingdom of Yahweh. Is y'all hearing that? So he was shown the kingdom of Yahweh. Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. He was shown the kingdom. Now Paul came to that great big temple site. And he quoted something, but first he read something in 2 Ezra chapter 14, 1 down to verse 7. What he says in 2 Ezra 14, 1 down to verse 7. Did Paul going to quote somebody? So, you know, it's people that have seen some things that he'll show them. And once you recognize a seer in the midst of thee, you got to always go back to his Bible and say, seer, a lot of things have been revealed. What do we need to know? Let's see what he's saying. See, all we gotta do is get right in Yahweh. Our problem is where them branches, keep them free day. You know, roll our sleeves up and get in where we've been in at. Yahweh got a harvest waiting for you. But you gotta line with the Bible. And that's all he's trying to bring to the table. 2 Ezra chapter 14, 1 down to verse 7. Listen good. Come on. Come on, young line.
2 Ezra chapter 14, verses 1 down to 7. Verse 1 read, and it came to pass upon the third day, I sat under an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of a bush over against me, and said, Ezra, Ezra. Verse 2, and I said, here am I, Yahweh. And I stood up upon my feet. Verse 3. Then said he unto me, in the bush I did manifestly reveal myself unto Moses, and talked with him, when my people served in Egypt. Verse 4. I sent him, and led my people out of Egypt, and brought him up out of the mountain, out of the Mount of Sinai, where I held him by me a long season. Verse 5, and told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of the time and the end, and commanded him, saying, verse 6, these words shall you declare, and these shall you hide. Verse 7, and now I say unto you.
He said, these things you hide, and these things you let loose. Ezra, let loose on things he showed Moses. What he showed Moses supposed to be let loose in 33 verse 7. He said, these things you let loose. Deuteronomy 33 verse 7. He said, these are things that you let loose. Deuteronomy 33 verse 7. He said, let this loose. Let what loose in 33 verse 7?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 7. Verse 7 reads, this is the blessing of Yahweh. And he said, hear, Yahweh, the voice of Yahweh, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be you a help to him from his enemy.
And be a help to him. Send Judah to the people. Listen, 12 tribes of Israel, listen carefully. Judah got the lead. He showed him the end. He showed him when Judah started waking up and started getting in their rightful position. Understand, they are the only seed royal. They start doing their job by lead, getting ready off into the midst of things. Now go to the 6th chapter and pick up verse 13 and 14 of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 and 14, that young man.
Okay. Book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, "But when Yahweh made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself." Verse 14 reads, "Saying, surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you."
He says, he swore to Abraham a blessing is coming through his bloodline. But he said a blessing would never be right until 7, 13, and 14 is applied. Until 7, 13, and 14 is applied properly. And what is that? What is applied in the 7th chapter, verse 13 and 14?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, "For he of whom these things are spoken pertaining to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar." Verse 14, "For it is evident that our Yahweh sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood."
Because Moses knew that Judah was the one that's going to have to be taking the thing in. And the priesthood now, that power was hidden from Moses. Moses knew that supposedly, but he wasn't given the information. They takes over the priesthood soundly. That information was not given, but Paul is bringing it back to the table. The only way you're going to get in the kingdom now, everything run through Judah. The priesthood now is Judah, not the Levite, not any of the tribes. It ain't but one tribe in Steve Royal, and that's Judah. Judah, you got to wake up and exhibit what Yahweh gave you. And you got to honestly contend for the covenant of Yahweh because it's on you. You the one holding back the world from Yahweh making his move, I believe he'll make it anyway. But you holding back the blessing by not contending for your position in Yahweh. Now, once you do that, then you got to tell them about some things. Now we're going back to Hebrews again, because Paul was at the great big temple of Southern Kingdom. Let's talk about it in the 12th chapter and tell and see what he reported to them in 21 down to verse 25. Now, he reported something to the Southern Kingdom that he read. Let's see what he read in Hebrews chapter 12, 21 and 25 there, young lion. Come on.
Okay. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, reading verses 21 down to 25. Verse 21 reads, "And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." Verse 22. "But you are come unto Mount Yadazu, and unto the city of the living Yahweh, the heavenly Yadazu, and to an innumerable company of angels." Verse 23. "To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Yahweh, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect." Verse 24. "And to Yahweh the Son, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that sprinkles better things than that of Abel, that speaketh better things than that of Abel." Verse 25. "See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, for shall we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven."
So he's speaking from heaven, and he's speaking from heaven, and this is how he's speaking in 13:26. He's speaking from heaven as we speak. In 13:26, what did he say in Acts? And 27.
Going over to the book of Acts. I'll pick it up in chapter 13. We want verse 26, and we want verse 27. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26, read. And brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears Yahuwah, through you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell in Yadadu, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Saturday, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
Yahweh speaks to the voices of the seers every Sabbath day. So every time you hear the seers' voice, you hear the voice coming from Yahweh through him to you, elder mother. You hear the Bible speak to you through the mouth of the seer. He's in heaven, and how he operates, he speaks to the seer. And that's why you hear this foundation got to be laid according to the Bible. If you want to know what he's doing today, look at yesterday. Close out in Ezekiel 33. Verse 39 and verse 33 and close the statement. So now we clear how Yahweh speaks today. He speaks through the seer every Sabbath day. So the closest voice you're going to hear from Yahweh is through the seer, according to what he, because he's in heaven and he's speaking through the seer to tell you, put them fringes on. Keep them Sabbath days. Keep them feast days. Donate contribution to this ministry, land, school, banquet hall. Let's get busy. Huh? The seer is speaking from the mouth of the Almighty about what to do. 30 to 33 and closing statement at y'all line. We catch you on top part of Saturday. Ezekiel 33, verse 39 to verse 33 and closing statement. And we catch you tomorrow at 7:30 now. Back on airways at 7:30. Come on, young line.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 30 down to 33. Verse 30 reads, also, you son of man, the children of your people said I talk against you by the walls and in the doors of the house, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahuwah. Verse 31. And they come unto you as the people come, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goeth after their covetousness. And lo, you are unto them as a very, very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your word, but they do them not. Verse 33. And when this cometh pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Hallelujah. All right, young man. Close the table. You're on the clock. Come on.
All right. I want to thank Yahuwah for another blessed day to read his word. Thank Yahuwah for having an opportunity in life to be able to share Israel of Steve Roy and learn under him. I also want to thank Yahuwah for my wife and children that he has given for me to raise for him in a 12-round structure. I also want to thank Yahuwah for our elders and our mothers, our teachers, our brothers and sisters, all part of the 6th Anointed Camp. I want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 73, picking up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, truly Yahweh is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean mind. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Israel, you got to have a clean mind. And a clean mind, you got to be washed in the word according to 5:26, the word of Yahweh and Ephesians. We can get you there, but you got to understand one thing. Judah leads, and we of Judah, especially in the six anointed camps, we must understand how to paint the Bible the way it is and deliver the Bible the way it is. That's the way you got to do it. And we got to lead by example. Some friends are gone, and some feast days, some Sabbath days, be prepared to help them and show them the way to go according to as it's written. We got to contend for this word. We understand that all one folk be talking is Judah. We read that in Tape 175. They are the only seed royal out of the 12. And Tape number 175 will be replayed back over around about 9:15. Listen to it again. Take note. Get prepared for the overflow of Yahweh to come. We'll catch you all tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. But this is serious business, Judah. See, Royal Seed is Judah. The lead tribe. Wake up, Judah. Wake up. Let's do the word. Let's contend for the word. Let's be in a hurry to keep these feast days. Hurry to keep these 7 days. Hurry to get in where we've been in at. Yahweh got a double for us if we do his will. Remember, Yahweh speaks from heaven. And you see who he speaks to according to 13:27. The seer. And it's the way it is. You ain't going to change it. Just got to get in where you've been in at. We'll catch you all tomorrow night.